I've got a question, and that is, how do we remember Jesus' birthday? We do that a number of ways. One of them, we sing these wonderful carols that reminds us of the story. But how do we remember? Do we go and ask our grandparents what it was like when Jesus was around? No, we've got to go further back in time than even them. We go back and read the story. But have you ever thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we can go back and actually see what it was like, or even speak to someone firsthand who was there? Wouldn't that be unreal? Well, just so happens for Christmas, got this special phone. This is a very special phone that can go back in time. You've heard of smartphones. This one's a really smart phone. Very, very smart. I'm going to try and go back in time and ring someone who was there. Find out exactly what it was like. Let me see if this thing works.
Hello, switchboard.
Yeah, I was just wanting to be put through to one of the shepherds, please.
A shepherd? Just one moment, sir. I'll put you through. Hello?
G'day, it's David here.
Oh, hello. It's about the prize, is it?
The prize? What prize?
Prize for being the best shepherd in the East? For being outstanding in my field?
Oh. Yeah, I can see you outstanding in your field. No, it's David here from St John's. I was just wanting to ask you a few questions about that night.
The night that Jesus was born?
Yeah, can you tell me what it was like?
Yeah, sure, Dave. Well, I was out in the field with a few mates. There was Barbara and Barney. That was the name of the sheep. Well, it was night time. I was looking after my sheep, protecting them from the wolves. Then all of a sudden, there was this bright light, near blinding it was. An angel appeared.
Whoa! Were you scared?
Look, Kay, is anybody else listening? You haven't got me on speakerphone, have you?
Well, yeah, there's not that many people listening in.
Not just between
you and me, were you scared stiff?
I was. I was scared stiff, all right.
So, what happened next? Whoa! Looks scary from here. What happened next?
Well, that angel, I kid you not, it spoke to me and said, "Fear not." Easy for him to say. He wasn't the one looking at the angel. He said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord."
Whoa! What on earth did you say to an angel? What did you do when... Hello? I'm starting to lose you. Seems like the phone has dropped out. I'll try and call back in a few moments, but how amazing was that? Imagine being there, just sort of working out there in the fields with the sheep, and then all of a sudden an angel, like a real angel, comes and... Whoa! That would have been pretty freaky stuff. But did you hear what the angel said? That there's this special baby that's going to be born. But he mentioned a couple of things about this baby. Did you pick them up when he was speaking about it? He mentioned that this baby is Christ the Lord. The angel didn't say that we hope this one may be the Christ. Or we have a little hunch that this one could be. But instead they said, this baby is the Christ. Do you know what Christ means? Christ is another name for God's chosen King. That's what God has been promising for so many years, that His King would come. The promised King. The one who will come and bring rest for all God's people. Rest from their enemies. The one who will bring lasting peace. God's King, whose name would be great. God's King, whom all will bow down and worship. God's king, who he promised, will not just die and disappear like other kings, but God's king will be different. God's promised king will be his king who will live forever. Wow! What a statement that is, that this little baby who will be born is actually God's chosen king. Hang on a second, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because we know that Jesus didn't just live for a little bit and then die and disappear. But we know that Jesus rose from the dead to live forever. That this little one that we remember being born today is God's king who rules forever. And if we say he rules forever, that means that he is God's king now, who is ruling right now. He is the Christ, God's chosen king, who is in control and ruling over everything right now. The king that one day we will all face. And we need to be ready for when that day will come, when we'll meet him. That is huge news. This little baby will be God's king. But the angel also said something else. The angel said to the shepherd, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a something, who is Christ the Lord." Do you remember what he said? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." The one who was born was the Christ, God's King, but he's also the Saviour. Saviour means rescuer. Sometimes at Christmas, particularly Christmas Day, we can have such a great day that we forget that we need saving. We need rescuing. But do you know that for others, even some of us here, Christmas Day can be very hard. It can be lonely. We're reminded of the loss of loved ones. And it can be a day of pain and heartache. And as we look around at this world, as the fun of Christmas Day subsides, we see across the world and also in our own homes the effects of sin. As people are hurt with the pain of broken relationships, emotionally hurt, physical pain from our decaying bodies, even creation itself is crying out for rescue. And that first Christmas day, the angel said to the shepherds, "Born this day is the Saviour, God's rescuer, who through the sacrificing of his own life on the cross, rescues all who turn to him, rescuing them from this life of heartache and brokenness and decay, this life marred by sin, to be with him forever." No wonder the angel said, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Fantastic news. Hello? Hello?
G'day, it's the shepherd here. What happened to the line?
I think the line must have dropped out. Must have been one of those old wires.
My phone? It must be your phone. Look, wires haven't even been invented here yet. I just use wireless technology.
Okay. I just had one last question for you. The angel came that night, right?
Yeah.
And told you that this little child to be born was the Christ, the Lord, the Saviour. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Got a question. Then how do you know that this little baby who was born? Like, I mean, there's a chance that night in a town like that there could have been a number of babies born. How do you know for sure that Jesus was the one that the angel spoke about?
Well, look, I am sure because the angel gave me a sign.
Well, what was the sign?
Well, look, I know it sounds a bit strange, but the angel said, "You will find the baby wrapped and lying in a manger."
A manger. You mean like a feeding trough. So God's king, God's saviour, will be in an animal feeding trough.
Yeah, that's what he said. And do you know what happened?
No, tell us what happens.
Yeah,
what?
Wait, you're there again? Hello?
Tell us what happened. Tell us. Phone cut out again. Must have been an iPhone or something. Poor battery life. He said he was going to tell us what was going to happen, but do you know what happened next? We read in the Bible that the shepherds went to find out if what the angel said was sure. Was it true? They went to Bethlehem, and sure enough, lying in a manger, they found a baby. And do you know what was so amazing about this? It's not just what the angel said was true. That's not the amazing bit. What was amazing is God's promise came true that day. On that day, God's king, God's saviour, was born. We read in the Bible that when the shepherds saw this little baby lying there in the manger, and they saw that God's promise had come true, see how they responded? They couldn't help but tell other people the wonderful news. They couldn't keep it in themselves. And they praised God. They thanked God for what he had done in sending this little baby, the King and Saviour. So friends, this morning, we don't just remember the birth of Jesus a long time ago. But we celebrate. We celebrate that God has given us a wonderful gift, that he has given us his Saviour to save us from sin and death, that he has given us his King, the King that will rule forever. And friends, this is great news. And like the shepherds, this is news that we can't just keep in and hold to ourselves. This is such good news for our world that is worth telling others. We can't keep it in. And this great news, actually the right thing to do is to thank God and to praise him for what he has done in sending our King and our Saviour. Let me pray and then we're going to sing again and praise him again. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you so much that on Christmas Day we remember the birth of Jesus. Thank you that he is the Saviour of the world. Thank you that he is your King that will reign forever. Father, thank you so much that we can celebrate this Christmas, that this is wonderful news. And Father, help us to praise you for the wonderful gift that you've given in your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.